Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, integrity, and maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen. It takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together.
Hello and welcome to another edition of The Measuring Post. My name is Joe Massa, the host of The Measuring Post, and here we are in a brand new year. It's 2025, and you know what that means. It means it's the new year, new me. Everybody's working on their New Year's resolutions, and one of the big ones we see each and every year is how to take care of your fitness, getting that holiday blubber burned off, getting back in shape, and getting yourself ready for that summer that's eventually coming up in 2025. And what better way to do that than to bring on an expert in the fitness and wellness space? This is Mr. Chad Austin. He is the owner of The Fitness Pivot. He is also a radio show host. He hosts a show called Be Fit for Life. He's been on over 50 podcasts, now 51, including mine, so probably more than that. But really an awesome guy. He's a best-selling author based out of Overland Park, Kansas. Chad, thank you so much, and welcome to The Measuring Post. How are you, sir?
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I figured this would be a great first show to kick off 2025 because, like I said, everybody's in the let's get back in shape mantra and mood, and that's certainly something that's valuable and we should be exploring. And we have yet to do a fifth health and fitness show on The Measuring Post, so I'm excited to hear about your journey, what got you into fitness, sort of your programs that you offer. You just opened a new school community, which is, I'll let you get into that, but it's the Fitness Pivot Accountability Group. So let's just start from the beginning. What kind of got you into the fitness world, and how long have you been doing this?
I think I've been doing it just about all my life, really. There's a lot of ways I can look at it. I've been in fitness for about 20 years now, and I've been a personal trainer since 2006. I think I just kind of was drawn to it, really. I started out after college. I was a PE teacher, and I thought that personal training was actually just going to be a temporary stop until I found my next teaching and coaching job, because I really loved doing that. And wouldn't you know it, this ended up even being a better fit for me. So I've been doing it ever since. But I think I've just always been drawn to exercise because it's been my best medicine, you know, for handling. I had a lot of social anxiety and depression growing up, and exercise and nutrition, taking good care of myself, I learned was the best medicine for it. And I think it's once you kind of learn something like that, it also kind of shines a spotlight on everything you were doing that was the wrong medicine. And that just that kind of lesson just really fueled my passion for fitness and my passion for helping other people find their way and find their way to really what I think is what drives us to being the best version of ourselves. And it's our health, our fitness.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're 100% spot on there. And I hear that all the time. And it certainly has benefited my mental health as well. I never truly struggled with any sort of depression, but I always find when I'm having a bad day, if I go hit the gym and I get a good pump on, it really does alleviate a lot of the stress and sort of takes away that daily grind mentality and kind of breaks it up a little bit. So fitness definitely is a phenomenal thing. And because I knew you were going to be on my show today, I went and hit the gym right before this. So I'm all pumped up and ready to talk all the stuff you got going on. But tell me a little bit about the Be Fit for Life radio show. How long have you been doing that? And is that still active?
It's not active anymore, but that is where I kind of got started. When I first left 24-Hour Fitness, and that's where I started out as a trainer for the first several years. When I started my own business, one thing I learned right away is that if I really want to make the difference that I want to, I got to get out of my shell a little bit. And so I joined Toastmasters, it's a public speaking group, started working on my public speaking, and part of that journey was starting the radio show too. It was at the perfect time for me. As you know, being a podcast host yourself, you learn a lot from the guests. I was fortunate enough to have some really good fitness professionals on there that I was able to learn from, and really early in my fitness career, and that really kind of helped me as I got going. But Be Fit for Life, the radio show, kind of was named after the fitness community that we were trying to build in a meetup group at the time, and then as we've grown, my Make Fitness a Priority ended up being a book series. I had a 3-book series that became part of my speaking journey, and that developed into a huge community and really a movement of just learning how to use fitness as what drives you to be your best. And every time we learn a little bit more, we just kind of grow a little bit more. And so I've been the fitness pivot for the last few years, but really my strength at this point in my career, just helping people figure out how fitness fits in their life. As life changes, the way fitness fits in our life changes. And that's really, it sounds simple, but it's the hardest thing for us to grasp for getting long-term success, is that we're really good at adapting to change when it comes to our family, our career, our faith, all the things that are most important to us in life. But when it comes to our fitness, it always ends up being something we're going to get to later, because we don't figure out how it fits in our new life. And so what I do now is I help people figure out how it fits in their life, so no matter what's going on in life, good or bad, they can show up as the best version of themselves.
I'm sure you hear plenty of that, and I know I've made the excuse over and over again. It's like, well, I just simply don't have the time. But then you do sort of a time audit, and you look at, well, I was on, you know, Facebook or Instagram for 2 hours, and, well, I got to watch a movie every night. Well, that's 2 hours. And, you know, you find out that you really do have a lot more free time than you think you do. And working out doesn't also, at least in my experience, have to be this monumental, overwhelming, like marathon of activity. You can literally do something like going for a walk or just hit the treadmill for 10 minutes. And I think probably the best way, in my opinion, is just to do something. Even if you do something minor, that's better than doing nothing. And it's building that consistency and kind of snowballing it into a habit is probably what I would imagine you push the most.
Yeah, consistency. You hit it spot on. And I think the consistency only happens when you figure out something that fits in your life. We get stuck on that I'm too busy obstacle. I always think every excuse, I think, is really just, it's an obstacle we haven't overcome yet. And so, but that is one we get stuck on all the time, is that I'm too busy. And most of the time when we say I'm too busy, it's we're too busy to work out like we used to. And we haven't been okay with doing less yet. And doing less does not make anything less of a priority. It just means that that's how it fits in our life right now. But sometimes that's a hard thing for us to be okay with, doing less. But you know, as life changes, there's going to be periods of time where we can't work out a ton of exercise. Maybe doesn't fit in our schedule at the time, but a little bit of it. So instead of an hour and a half, three times a week, maybe 30-minute workouts three times a week is what fits right now. But if you keep stacking those days and you stay consistent, you're going to get way more results than if you try to force something that doesn't fit and you're very inconsistent. So that's part of fitness, is just learning how to adapt to what fits and staying consistent with it, keeping it a priority.
Yeah, and I would imagine also finding ways to continue to stay motivated, because it's really easy to get discouraged or, again, I miss two or three workouts in a row and you're like, well, I might as well just never go back. So it's sort of that internal mechanism where you just decide that you have to do this for yourself and you have to schedule it in. And, you know, I like writing things on my calendar. I'm kind of old school. I use paper calendars still. And I will write like I'm working out on this day, because if it's there in black and white, it holds me accountable. But I think what I like that you're doing right now with your fitness pivot accountability group is just that. It's finding ways to be accountable, and it helps when you're with a community. So tell us a little bit about the new school community that you're starting and launching, and kind of how we can find that and what is offered through that community.
Yeah, so I was having an app before. I was trying to grow to kind of have a one-stop shop for everybody, and what I realized right away that it was missing was the community effect. So when you're trying to build something in your life, it goes back to that saying that you are the five people you're around the most kind of thing. And so if you're surrounded by people that aren't on the same fitness journey as you, or maybe even going to dismiss all of your wins instead of celebrate them with you, then it's not giving you very much chance for success. And so you need to be able to have that community of people who are going to celebrate your wins with you and encourage you, be that support for you, and help you even motivate even more to do well. And so that's what the group provides. But we decided to do we just started the group. It's something I've been kind of building a little bit with my clients I've had for a while, and we just decided to go live and start doing it. But we decided to do it. We had the Healthy Holiday Challenge we just did, and we wanted to use some of the accountability nuggets that we've been putting into effect at during what I call the hardest time of the year. I think the 6 weeks to finish the year between Thanksgiving and New Year's is that's the time of the year where most of us fall off track. It's the hardest time to stay consistent during the year because we just have so much going on. We have more holiday parties. We have so much more stress, and our family's involved in so many things. Our kids are involved in so many things. There's just so much that can just, it can just easily derail you. And we had so many accountability things in the accountability group that were helping you stay consistent with your habits, just logging to the group and setting your intentions at the beginning of the week, grading yourself at the end of the week and seeing how you can do better the next. We had so many little tips in there that the feedback I've been getting from everyone that did it is that they did so much better this year. And now instead of going into January 1st, feeling bad about where they are, they're going to be hitting January 1st with some momentum going into next year. And so, and that's kind of what we wanted to find out. And then we're going to use these going into 2025 as kind of monthly accountability challenges to kind of help you stack days, build consistencies, and just build healthy habits.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest key for me was the feeling kind of guilty always. And like before I really started getting back into my own health, probably 5 or 6 years ago, I got, you know, a bit overweight compared to where I wanted to be. I got up to almost 270 pounds. I'm only 5'10", so that's a lot. And it was a very shameful part of my life. I felt very guilty about letting myself get there. And I was always very athletic growing up, played sports. And I got to this point where I was just so uncomfortable in my own skin, but I had no idea where to start. And I really wish at that time I would have had somebody that was like an accountability partner, because I feel like I would have gotten back on track way faster than I did. And so it's okay if you're in that situation where you're feeling kind of hopeless and desperate, you just have to get started. And whether it's a community like the school community that Chad offers, or even just call your brother, your sister, your friend, your neighbor, say, hey, will you walk with me every morning? Or just do something where you feel like you're part of a team or part of like a community. I really like the fact that you're building this community, because for people that are just getting back into fitness, it's daunting and it's scary. And there's so much information to consume on the internet. Like there's this program and this diet and this diet. And it's like, it's information overload half the time. And I think it kind of gets people into like a analysis paralysis, where you just simply can't get started because there's too much to digest. So do you also offer some like dietary instruction, or is that just sort of more fitness based for you?
We do a little bit, and I'll talk about that. I want to address what you just said there, that I know so many people listening right now, it's the start that stops most of us. And that's something we know. That's a phrase we know in fitness. It is so hard to get started sometimes. And it's not that we lack motivation. We're very motivated to get started, but it's what you just said. We're overwhelmed by everything. And I just want to think of it like the question is always, why is it so scary to get started? But I want to think, if you've ever done a 5K race before, if you ever have trained for anything, then you think it's not the time you were training. The part that is scariest is not the time you were training. It's not the part in the middle of the race where you're having to really push through a struggle, but you're hearing everyone on the sidelines, you know, cheering for you and holding funny signs. And it's not the end where you cross the finish line, you get a ribbon around your neck or a medal. It's the moment right before the start, when you're just sitting there waiting for them to get you started. But it's the fear of the unknown. Not knowing what's going to happen. You know, do I need to go to the bathroom one more time? Did I warm up good enough? Did I train hard enough for this? Or am I going to cramp up in the middle of this? All the don't know what's going to happen. And this time of year when people are trying to get started, it is so intimidating and so scary to get started, because it's just the fear of the unknown. But I would just challenge it. It's action. It's once the start gun hits and you get going, all that goes away. And you're just doing the race and you're just doing the work. And so it's the action and the act of moving and getting going that takes away all that anxiety. So as we get going, I would like to just challenge you to just take one non-intimidating step today towards getting started. Could be telling a friend you're going to do it, or telling another friend or talking another friend into doing this with you, or signing up for my accountability group that I have, or another one that may have seen. But just one non-intimidating step just to get the ball moving will do wonders for you today.
last week I did a podcast with another lady, and she kind of works through trauma, so not really related to this, but one thing that we discussed was this sort of imposter syndrome, where you feel like you can't accomplish something like a 5K. And I think that's kind of what you're referencing when you're like, the scariest part is just that initial step or that initial let's get going. And we get this belief in ourselves that, well, I can't be a guy that runs marathons or 5Ks. There's no way. It's an imposter. I'm being somebody that I'm not. But that's totally fabricated in your own mind. You can accomplish so many things. And I love even the story of a guy like David Goggins, the former Marine and Army guy that, you know, he showed how much you can accomplish just by not saying no and just going. It's just the effort. And I like what you said about take a small, non-threatening or non-overwhelming step today. Just tell someone you're going to start. Put a date on a circle on the calendar and say, this is the day. Give yourself like a line to get to, and then you can start from there. And never feel bad, I think, is also another good thing to probably talk about. Don't feel guilty if you slip up or if your diet isn't perfect every day or if you miss a workout. Just pick back up from where you left off. It's not always starting back from square one. You just have to be the consistency and, you know, do things that you will stick with. If you don't like lifting weights, but you really love riding your bicycle, go ride your bicycle. You know, there's no right or wrong way to exercise. It's doing something that you will do consistently that matters.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, but I just, you know, there's going to be mistakes that happen along the way. It's a good rule of thumb that there's no shame, and we shame ourselves so much when it comes to fitness. And with New Year's resolutions just starting, you know, fitness professionals all hate New Year's resolutions, and it's the funny thing is we shouldn't, because we help people set goals for a living. You know, it's part of what we do, and so it should be a tool that helps us. But the reason we don't like it is because all you know about New Year's resolutions is fail. All you know is the negative stories. I bet you don't know any positive stats about New Year's resolutions, but we all know that by February 15th or whatever, 90% of us have already failed. And who determines our failure anyway? And whoever started these stats always drive me crazy, because it's not about being perfect. And whatever fitness journey that you're going to be on, whatever your fitness goals are, you're going to make mistakes. You're not going to be perfect. If that's the bar you set for yourself, then you're going to lose right off the bat. That's not a bar you should set for yourself for anything. You're going to miss a workout from time to time. You're going to eat something you didn't plan on because something happened or you didn't plan ahead. And so, but like you said, It's what you do next that counts. It shouldn't derail you. It doesn't end your fitness journey. You don't have to wait till next year to try again. Then all that matters is how you get back on track, how you learn from it, how you do better next time. But just know that failure doesn't define you. Failure doesn't is nothing you should be ashamed of. Failure is your chance to learn how to do better.
And I think the word that you chose is very appropriate. It's the journey. You know, there is no destination in fitness, as really there's no destination in life. You're on the journey. It's all about trial and error, ups and downs. You're going to have success. You're going to have failure. And it's okay to hit those peaks and valleys, but you just have to continue on the path, on the journey, and just find what works for you. What works for Chad Austin might not work for Joe Massa, because we have different bodies, different motivations, different skill sets. So it's not about emulating what you see all the time. Also, it's about finding what makes your journey either successful, but also enjoyable. Like, you should take enjoyment in your health, because, you know, the very old adage, it's like, make time for your fitness and health now, or you'll make time for your illness and sickness later. So choose which way you want to spend that time. Find something that works for you. Find a diet that you can stick to. And really, it's, you know, the diet was always the hardest part for me. I never had motivation problems going to pick up weights and go to the workout. It was always eating healthier and making better choices and portion control. And I tried like the keto diets, the paleo, all these different things that I found them to be very restrictive. And what I finally found was my success, or what finally started helping me lose some weight. And I'm down about 50 pounds since I started my journey. It was just calories in versus calories out. Obviously, choose better calories. You know, you can eat ice cream. If I eat 1,000 calories of ice cream a day and that's it, I'll probably still lose weight because I'm still only eating 1,000 calories. But those aren't, you know, not all calories are created equal. So eat healthier options, but really, you don't have to cut everything you love out of your life. It's moderation, it's portion control, and then it's also, you know, watching how much you put in your body. That was my biggest thing. It's like, well, I only ate twice today. Yeah, but each meal was 5,000 calories. So, you know, that's I think the bigger struggle for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to nutrition, there's so much that you can learn. It can be so overwhelming. And so I always advise people when you're getting started, well, first, it's not one size fits all. So what works for somebody else isn't necessarily to work for you. There's so many people telling you what to do. You should be on keto. You should be on the Mediterranean diet. You should be on Atkins. All these other things if you're trying to lose weight. Everyone's got a solution for you. But it's got to fit you. And so if it worked for someone else, doesn't guarantee it's going to work for you. If it worked for you in the past, doesn't guarantee it's going to work for you now because your life is different. And so you have to find what works for you. But I would just, it starts with knowing your number. And so that means keeping track of your calories. So that's always the first place to start, especially if you have a weight loss goal, to start logging your calories and make sure you're logging accurately. Most of us underestimate how many calories we eat and overestimate how many calories we burn. And so just making sure that you're being accurate, you're not giving yourself a pass on some stuff that you're not logging. Make sure you're being accurate, knowing where your number is, and you start incorporating exercise. That's the first step. And then I would say the second step is making sure is getting to start eating real food. Like you said, calories are different. And so if 1,000 calories of Twinkies is different than 1,000 calories of is vegetables and meat, right? And so it's making sure that you're eating a healthier diet. One thing I always have people start with, this could be a good tip for someone that's getting started with nutrition or restarting with their nutrition. A good way to just start setting yourself up for success, other than log your calories, is to throw out the temptation, is the way I call it. And so what this means is go through your cabinets, go through your refrigerator, and pick out all the foods you know you shouldn't be eating, and get rid of it and replace it with healthier options. And so you may say, well, I don't know what healthier options are yet, but you do. If you know what you shouldn't be eating, then you also know foods that would be better. So just start with that by doing better, getting rid of the temptation. We have so many justifications and excuses that we have for why we have certain foods. Like, this is for my kids. I don't eat it. But my mom used to say that all the time years ago when I first became a trainer. But I'm like, I never saw my nephews eat these once. These are not for my nephews. But you always have justifications why you keep certain snack foods or anything around. But you're just setting yourself up to fail by having that temptation. So if you're really serious and ready to commit, get rid of the temptation, replace it with good temptation, and that'll help you get on the right foot.
Yeah, I think that's probably out of sight, out of mind. It's a smart plan. And to go back to the calorie counting, there's free ways and apps you can actually download to do that. There's one called MyFitnessPal, which is by Under Armour. And there's one that I use. There's a free and a paid version called Lose It. L-O-S-E, like Lose It. And they're great. They have a built-in database of your most common foods. And even if you go to like a restaurant, say you go to Chili's for dinner one night, you can type in off their menu their selection, and it'll give you a full breakdown of the calories that are involved in that meal. It also breaks them down into the macronutrients, which are your carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. So that's a really great resource. And honestly, the best success I had in losing weight was when I used MyFitnessPal every day religiously. And again, you can't skimp on anything. If you use ketchup, don't forget to add the ketchup. If you have 3 eggs, don't say you had 2 eggs. Like, the only one you're lying to if you don't put in accurate information is yourself.
And then yourself.
You're kind of giving yourself this inflated self-sense of success when you're really not being as good as you think you are. So, I think that's a brilliant plan. And go in there and clean out those fridges and pantries. And although it might be fun to eat 1,000 calories of Twinkies, Your waistline will thank you later if you get rid of those. So, Chad, tell me a little bit about your book series, because these were best-selling great books. It's called Make Fitness a Priority book series. And how many books did you come out with, and where can we find those?
You can find them all on Amazon. Make Fitness a Priority is the main title of all three books. And so Make Fitness a Priority, How to Win the Fight Against Your Excuses. That was the first book. The second book was a 6-week workbook that was kind of based on the first book. And then the third book was a book just full of tips. And so I wrote with another trainer actually over COVID, and we just the tips. We used to always give a tip in the halfway point of our boot camps. And so we just took the 30 favorite ones that we thought were the most impactful, and we put them into a book. And the idea was just to do one at a time. So not to try to do the whole thing at once, but to just to take one at a time so that you wouldn't be trying to learn too much at once. But I guess they started when I, as I kind of evolved as a trainer. When you first become a trainer and you work at a big gym like I did, you learn right away that most people come to a personal trainer fueled by short-term motivation, right? And so they got something coming up in their life that they want results for before that happens. And if you help people, helping people reach those fast results is rewarding. But then it's not, it's very upsetting when you find out that that's just temporary success. Because if I never do my part and help them look past that goal, then that's all that motivation goes away as soon as that event goes away. And so once I learned that tough lesson as a trainer, everything came about, how do I help make this a permanent part of someone's life? How do I help someone get long-term success? And it all started with the poll question. I just asked as many people as I could about 12 years ago, ask what are your top priorities in life? And the top answers I always got were family, career, faith, those kind of things. But nobody said health and fitness. And because it's as we think of, as we're busy and as life changes, we don't ever think of fitness being the most important part, important part of life to us. But the truth is that whatever we mention as our answer, our family, our career, our faith, anything like that, whatever is most important to you, without fitness being a part of your life, you won't be able to show up as the best version of yourself for those. And so the book series was all about kind of looking past the short-term motivation you had to get started and thinking more, how this fits long-term so I can stop being inconsistent where fitness is just a part of my life in spurts and really figure out how I can improve my quality of life by fitness being a constant in there. And so, but you can find all three of them on Amazon. And it's a great place, a great guide, great motivation to get started when you're at the beginning of a fitness journey, or even if you're just need some motivation right now to get going. They're very useful tools.
Yeah, I'll make sure to put a link to those books when we release the video and get that up on social media. Definitely check those out. I like how you mentioned it's like these short-term goals. Like, there was a really funny meme I was passing around for a while, and it was, he's a big heavier guy and he's like lifting a weight, and it's like, you know, here's a picture of me trying to get lose 40 pounds before my beach trip tomorrow morning. And it's like, you know, we get on these sort of like little kicks, like, well, I have a wedding next weekend, now's the time to start my journey. But, you know, don't think about it for like an event. Just think about it for your life and for your wellness and health and being, you know, getting that, taking control of your health is so valuable and important. And, you know, we often want to just do it for like a simple event, but then we go back to our old bad habits and, you know, all that hard work is lost because you were just doing it for maybe like an ego thing. Well, I got my high school reunion next week, so I want to look nicer. You know, I want to lose a few pounds before that. All right, that's great if that motivates you to get started. But once you've surpassed that date or that event, You're suggesting just keep going down the path and make this a new lifestyle for yourself. So I love that your books kind of teach that and give tidbits of knowledge for that. And I know based on, you know, our pre-talk to this interview, you're also going to be doing a free giveaway to the people listening to this show and members of your community. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to offer for free.
Yeah. So if you've been hearing some stuff that you like today, if you had a couple good takeaways, then I have a giveaway for you. It's just, I call it the make yourself a priority starter kit. So it comes with a PDF copy of my first book, which was Make Fitness a Priority, How to Win the Fight Against Your Excuses, and a kind of a mini course that comes along with this. That's just Win the Fight Against Your Excuses. So all of your obstacles that, like I said, I call an excuse. An excuse is just an obstacle you haven't overcome yet. We have all these obstacles always that are in our way sometimes to get started, whether it be I'm too busy, I'm too bored, I'm too tired, I'm too injured, I'm too whatever it is, I'm too whatever. There's so many of them that we use, and they can get in our way. We can easily use those as justification to put off getting started for forever. But you don't need to let that happen, and you're just doing yourself a disservice by doing that. And so this starter kit will kind of help you overcome those obstacles so you can get started with your fitness, and it'll help teach you not only how to prepare for the obstacles that you can anticipate. There's so many obstacles that we know are going to be a problem. When we start a fitness journey, we can plan for them because our history tells us eventually this is going to be a problem. This is going to be something that makes me fall off track. We can plan for those obstacles, but there's also going to be obstacles coming that you can't see coming. The things you can't plan for that you can't anticipate, and the mini course is going to help you prepare to overcome those too when they pop up. And so it's just a great tool when you first get started, but the make yourself a priority starter kit, you'll get a PDF copy of my first book, plus the mini course to help you win the fight against your excuses. And of course, an invitation to go into the Fitness Pivot Accountability Group, where you can join a community of people who are on the same mission of you, is going to help you celebrate your wins, is going to help you start getting consistent with your habits. And they'll celebrate your wins with you, but then when you mess up, they're going to be right there to help you get back up and get back on track. And so, it's that accountability group that I have. It's a platform that's also, it's a one-stop shop for all of my content. It's got tons of workouts. I've got lots of workout programs that are available for people, coaching programs, tips, speeches, anything I've done in the last 20 years. It's a good spot to go in there and get tons of information.
Yeah, and that's school with a K. In case you're unfamiliar with the platform, it's SKOOL.com. And then when you get there, look up the Fitness Pivot Accountability Group. Obviously, look for Chad Austin's name. You'll be able to find him that way as well. And again, I'll put links to not only his books, but also to the free giveaway that he's offering, and then a link to the school community as well. Great place to start. One thing we always see, you know, in the New Year resolution group, January 1st, it's always an explosion in the gym. Right. And then you see the people that are seasoned, athletic, well, you know, very healthy people in the gym. And sometimes there's a level of frustration that comes with having their gym be so crowded all of a sudden. So my piece of advice to people that are just going to the gym, it's okay that you're not a fitness guru yet. And to the people that are maybe a little further into their fitness journey, please be kind to the new people coming in, because, you know, it's really easy to scare off somebody that already doesn't want to be in the gym. So, you know, that inclusivity and bringing them on board. And I like what you said with your accountability group, like when you mess up, which you will, we're going to be there to pick you up instead of making you feel bad or like you're not welcome or you don't deserve to be here and get healthy. Be part of a supportive group like Chad's that's really going to be there to give you the tools and resources you need to be successful, and then never feel bad if you make a mistake or you don't know how to use a piece of equipment or you don't understand something. Ask somebody that maybe knows more than you do. That's the best way we can learn, is from each other, and that's what you're going to get when you join the Fitness Pivot Accountability Group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if anyone out there has had a bad experience going to a gym and having someone not treat you very nice, that all gyms aren't like that. There are some very friendly gym communities out there. There are very friendly fitness communities out there. They're going to welcome you with open arms, and it's going to be the best thing for you. So don't let the anxiety win about what could go bad. Focus on how this could change your life in a positive way, because that is just as likely to happen. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chad, you're based in Kansas. Obviously, people can work with you there, but do you offer like one-on-one coaching for people outside of your area? Do you have like an online coaching sort of platform also, or is it mainly all through the school community at this point?
Yeah, I train in Shawnee, Kansas. That's where I'm at, Overland Park, Kansas as well. But they're right next to each other, but I also have lots of online options. I always start with people. I have a coaching call, two coaching calls I call the cleanse and reset. And so it's basically going to help you when you're getting started again. So it's going to help you redefine what fitness means to you at this time, and then help you reset to figure out how fitness fits in my life right now, what it should look like, how much accountability I need to be successful, all those things. And I got tons of online training programs that you can choose from that can fit you, whether you're someone who is a beginner, intermediate, advanced, whether you're someone who only doesn't have any equipment, so you're going to be doing body weight, or someone that's going to be working out at home because you prefer to work out at home, or someone that likes the gym environment, or if it's completely different story and we need to customize it to you, that's an option too. But I have online training courses and coaching courses for every kind of area of that you may need. Or if you want to just have a game planning session, a strategy call, I help people do that too. And I enjoy doing that. So if you need some help, if you're just stuck and you don't know how fitness fits in your life anymore, then thefitnesspivot.com, that's where you can find me. But we can just start with the call and we can see how we can help you.
Yeah, thefitnesspivot.com. I was just going to mention that, so you beat me to it. But I'm looking at the website right now. It's really a high-quality site, lots of great resources on there. You're also going to be able to get links to all the other stuff we're talking about through that website. But as I mentioned, I'll post them as well because this is the new year. We're starting a new page. We just got through the holidays. I know a lot of us feel guilty about all the food and stuff we drank and ate and probably lack of exercise because you got family in town, you're wrapping presents, all the stuff that goes with it. So I know for me, I'm going to repivot my fitness and start again right now. I try to reaffirm my fitness every year, but I try not to lose focus on that after a month. You know, it's important to be consistent. So I would love to do your two-part cleanse and reset call session with you. And maybe we can bring you back on and give an update on how it's going for me. I also would like to get my free copy of your first book and check out your mini program to start the new year. So again, I think that's a really generous offer that you're putting out there for our listeners. And obviously it's because you believe in what you do and your whole purpose is to help people get healthy. And there's not enough of that going around. I think we need to really focus on your physical health, because if you're broken here, you can't take care of anyone in your life. And also, as you mentioned earlier, it's really good for your mental health too. So if you're stressed, you're struggling, you're depressed, go pick up something heavy. It's going to wear you out. It's going to release all those endorphins and serotonin. It's going to make you feel better about yourself. And then it just kind of builds a better foundation for you to launch and become the best version of yourself. So Chad, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing, you know, your journey and what you're offering. And really, is there anything you kind of want to close with that you want everyone to know about not only yourself, the fitness pivot, or just kind of motivating sort of words?
Yeah. I think for this time of year, I think there's a phrase that I really love in fitness. And it's called, it's not a phrase, but I'm not where I want to be because I want to start where I wish I was. So you can think about it. It's one of those things you can say it over and over again and think about it, but I'm not where I want to be because I want to start where I wish I was. So this time of year, there's a lot of, I know we always talk about how busy gyms are on January 1st, but you know who's really busy a lot of times on January 15th? Chiropractors and physical therapists and things like that, because you're not being honest with yourself and you're trying, I mean, it's all praise to you. The heaviest weight in the gym is the front door. So just getting started is a big step and it's commendable for anyone. But don't lie to yourself and try to start where you were the last time you were in great shape a year ago. Start where you are right now. I mean, it's just time. It's going to go by really fast. You're going to get it all back. Your body will have has great memory, but you can't fast forward there. You got to go through the work to get back there.
Yeah, I love that. And we always laugh. It's always the guys that from high school, I used to bench 405. Well, yeah, but that was 40 years ago. So, you know, it's okay to not be what you used to be. But I really like what you said, and I don't think I could end on a better note. The heaviest weight is the front door. So just get started. Start putting yourself out there. Be accountable. And we can help you do that by joining the Fitness Pivot Accountability Group at school.com. Obviously, go to thefitnesspivot.com. Learn about Chad, his programs, and get a copy of his free book, Who Doesn't Want Free Information? And also get your hands on that mini little course that can maybe just kind of get you started, break through that plateau, and let's make 2025 the best year yet for you. So, Chad Austin, I appreciate you coming onto the Measuring Post, sir, and really look forward to bringing you back in the future, and we'll do an update. And I would love to schedule my cleanse and reset calls with you, and I'll document along the way my journey, and you know, maybe I can be another added success story for you and your company.
Oh, sounds great. Let's do it. Thanks for having me on the show.
Appreciate it, sir. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you in the gym.